high-demand concentrations, including data analytics, risk management, finance, accounting, and leadership. Learn more about Ohio Dominican's online MBA and all of ODU's online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/online.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Bulldogs, Ryan Adams. And Coach, take us through the season for Athens in 2018.
Well, you know, it's been a senior-laden football team that has spent an awful lot of time together over the years. There's a lot of these kids, that have been 11 of them that have been playing together since the third grade. And I think they play football with a lot of pride. They're a group of kids that got access to our new weight room complex as eighth graders and have spent an extraordinary amount of time in that weight room and preparation for their football seasons. And I think being seniors this year, it is really helped them tremendously to have access to that weight room to be successful this year. And I think with having 19 seniors, it certainly has been a team that has played a lot of football together, and they like each other a lot and get along really well, which I think is going to be a big key to being successful.
Coach, talk about Clay Davis at quarterback, a guy that's thrown for over 1,700 yards and rushed for 650. What makes him so special?
When you look at all his numbers between throwing and passing, he's an absolute workhorse. He's a bull to try to bring down when he tucks the ball and runs. And he's a highly intelligent football player, a student of the game that really does watch a lot of film and likes to dissect his opponents, and does a great job of keeping his composure and his poise in the pocket, and checks down through his checklist of receivers when he's got to throw it. And he's got a really strong arm.
Talking with Ryan Adams, the head coach of the Bulldogs. On defense, you like that three-man front. Why do you like that in 2018, Coach?
Well, it just allows us to kind of morph into a lot of different looks quickly and try to create some confusion amongst our offensive front, and allow us to adjust to a lot of the different looks that teams have given us over the course of the season. And that's going to be a really important thing this week with Hartley, that gives you a ton of different offensive formations.
Well, you have a history with the CCL. I know you took on DeSales a few years ago. Talk about keys to victory tonight when you take on the Hawks. What do the Bulldogs have to do to come out on top?
Well, we're going to have to play an extraordinarily clean game. I think offensively we're going to have to execute extraordinarily well. We're going to have to keep possession as much as we can and score when we get scoring opportunities. And certainly defensively, we've got to try to make them march the field and not get big plays. And hopefully we can get them to put the football on the ground a few times or get some interceptions when they do elect to throw, which is not very often. And just really play solid, pin-in-your-ears back type of defense and trying to get after all those different weapons that Hartley brings out there on the field.
Coach, enjoy the evening.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Hawks, Brad Birchfield. Coach, talk about the end of the regular season. You get by St. Charles, horrible weather, but a lot of people were surprised by the score, 6-3. What do you make of that contest in Week 10?
Well, we obviously want to play better. They played great. Did we not play our best? The answer is probably yes to both those things, and I don't want to take any credit away from them. But we want to play better, and we got to play better. I'm really encouraged because we've won so many tight games this year, and really down the stretch, we've won them a lot of different ways. We had to win them on defense. We had to win them on offense. And I think, in my mind, that gives the kids great confidence that they're able to endure whatever the narrative of the game that comes up, that upcoming in the tournament play.
How well is the offense clicking as you head into the second season?
Well, it was clicking great until last week, and turnovers and penalties were our bugaboo. Got corrected, and we spent all week correcting it, and we're looking forward to seeing that. But if you look at what's going on offensively, I think we're mowing people down, and the offensive line's getting better, and running back right by committee was really doing well. So I'm excited about it.
How about your defense? How is that playing right now as you head into the playoffs?
Opposite of what we just said offensively, 2 weeks ago against North Canton Hoover, holy smokes, we were hanging on for dear life. And then last week we played really, really well. So in a lot of areas we're continuing to improve, but in other areas we're trying to use what the kids can do best and piece it together.
How hard do you push when you start the playoffs? Can you practice as hard in Week 11 as you did in Week 1 or Week 5?
We try to. We believe around here that if you never get away from your fundamentals, you never have to go back to them. So you never have to return to them. So we try to have the same practice in July without any pads on as we would have now in November with pads on. The same, the same structure as every day and the same drills every day. I think that's the way you get better.
Is Athens comparable to any team you've seen this past season?
So difficult to tell because no common opponents, and I don't know the quality of their opponents, but they've been killing people. They've been scoring a lot of points and not giving up a whole bunch. One thing is for sure, no matter how we look at them, they're really big and strong.
If you had to list some keys, some X's and O's, either things you have to do or prevent the Bulldogs from doing, what are some of the keys for the contest tonight?
We got to take care of the ball, turnovers, penalties, big plays, lost yardage plays, all that kind of stuff that we talk about every week. But I think it's really crucial that we get out fast. Whatever image they have of us, we'd like to exceed it early if we're going to have a great night.
Just out of curiosity, you get tapes on other teams. Did you get a chance, or did part of your coaching staff get a chance to see the Bulldogs in person?
No, we never do. We're really not good about that, even in season. We try to see all the CCL teams live, try to see our openers live, but it's difficult to see people live at this point of the year, and with so much tape available, I don't know that it's really beneficial.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Randy.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get up to $14,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 Ford F-150, or up to $5,000 off on a new Ford Explorer or Escape. You choose. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com, And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 in Lancaster at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Do you feel called to a career in ministry? Continue your faith journey as you pursue a master's degree in theology at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. ODU's Theology Master's Program will prepare you to serve in various roles within the Diocese of Columbus, including as a pastoral associate, director of parish schools, youth or campus minister, and high school religion teacher. And you can earn your master's by attending class just once a week. Get started now at ohiodominican.edu/theology.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
And then there were two. The 2018 regular high school football season has come and gone, and two of the area's seven Catholic teams have made it into the postseason, and we'll have one of them tonight in our CCL Football Game of the Week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CCL Football Game of the Week. Ryan Baker here in the studios of AM 820, and we have a good one for you tonight as Bishop Hartley begins their playoff journey in Division Three, hosting the Athens Bulldogs tonight. The other local area Catholic team, Fisher Catholic, they play tomorrow night on the road down at Trimble. Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 6 taking to the field tonight in the state of Ohio. A bunch of area local teams in action tonight. Starting off first in Division 1, Region 2, Reynoldsburg hosts Toledo Start. Dublin Kaufman will host Westerville Central. Olentangy Orange is on the road at Toledo Whitmer, and Gahanna heads to Olentangy Liberty. In Division 1, Region 3, Hilliard Davidson hosts Huber Heights Wayne. Hilliard Darby on the road at Clayton Northmont, and maybe the game of the week here in the area, Pickerington Central heads to Hilliard Bradley. In Division 2, Region 7, Walnut Ridge heads up to take on Maslin, Washington, and Whitehall is on the road at Dover. In Region 8, it is Olentangy down in Cincinnati tonight to take on Winton Woods. And in Division 3, Region 11, where Hartley is, Jackson is at Granville, and Hillsboro heads to Eastmore. In Division 6, Region 23 tonight, it is Grandview on the road at Paint Valley. The Hawks' playoff journey begins now. Let's head out to Jack Ryan Field, to Randy Reinhart, and Larry Wolf for the call of tonight's CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, thank you so much, and welcome to regional quarterfinal action. Hartley won the toss and will receive going left to right. 44 degrees at game time. It feels like it's 40. Northwest wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour, and a 30% chance of rain until it starts raining. Then it's a 100% chance of rain. So Hartley's going to get the ball early on. You look at this Athens team, and granted 9-1, but you know, Larry, you go 9-1, you finish 8th. That says a lot about the strength of your schedule, doesn't it?
Correct. And sometimes you're not in control of that. I mean, they're in a league, and they've got people they have to play, but you schedule these non-league games, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ahead, so you're not always sure who you're going to play when you play them, but they only have to win once.
Ryder Stock with the boot. We're underway in week number 11, and the return going to start in the first advantage. Will Evans from the 7 up across the 10, near side, 15, 20, 25, up to the 30-yard line, tackled at the 31. Hit made on the play for Athens by number 70, Justin Hines, and it'll be Hartley on offense to start things. For the Hawks, offensively, their interior five looks something like this. It is Jake Skelly, Cole Jackson, Nate Jackson, Griffin Rathburn, and Peyton Collins. The tight end is Jordan Kirkbride. Wide receiver, Angelo Evans, along with Philip Cole. Quarterback is Miles Fleming. Fullback is Mason Sawyer, and the halfback is Jalen January. January was nursing a bit of a tender ankle last week, but we'll see if he gets a lot of playing time here tonight. He's been practicing this week. He is in there to start this contest. Too wide to the bottom. He's in the backfield. He'll get the toss, sweep to the short side of the field, cross the 20-yard line, put his head down, and burrow around the 24-yard line, maybe the 35-yard line, excuse me. So a gain of about 4 on the play. So we take a look at the Athens Bulldog defense. Their defense is a 3-3 most of the time. Up front, it is Evan Steenrod, along with Caleb Rogers and Josh Poaches. The linebackers, Peyton Gale on the outside, along with Logan Maxfield. Inside, it's Gage Penrod, along with Nick Hawes and Justin Hines. In the secondary, it's Lane Heller and a trainer, and Joey Moore is the free safety. Gain of 4 in the play, 2nd and 6 from near the 35-yard line, 11-17 and ticking. Second man through, gets the handoff, and that's January again. He gets to the 35-yard line, and that is it. Gets to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and six from right at the 35.
Now, I just plays a 3-3 stack, or as some people call it a 3-5. And the secret to this defense is the nose tackle has to be a two-gap player. He has to be able to dominate both gaps. If Hartley can single block him with the center, it's going to be a long night for Athens. If they cannot and they have to use a double team, you'll have an extra linebacker at the point of attack.
We have a couple on the play. It'll be second down and eight now from the 35. 5:43 left to go. Two wide either side. They'll keep it on the ground this time, and it goes to Adams. Adams pushes his way to the 30-yard line. Then the pile pushes him back from there. Again, the coach's son, Evan Adams, a guy that split time at running back last year, 901 yards rushing and 20 touchdowns coming into this campaign.
Well, I know the program lists him at 5'10", but Dad said he was 5'7".
Yeah, he said the program lies.
Don't know how that happens.
Well, take a look at him next to Davis. Who goes 6'2".
Yeah, right.
He's a legit 6'2", and Adams is probably lucky to be 5'6", if 5'7". Now they're going to go with an empty backfield, three wide to the bottom, two to the top on this third down play, third and three. Davis with time for now. Cole rushing. Quick pop. Pass is complete underneath. Down to sidelines. 15, 10, 5. And they'll take it in for the touchdown. Nate Traynor takes it in for the score. Traynor takes it in. That is his third receiving touchdown from some 30 yards out. And then it was 14-6.
A little return route. He was lined up in the slot on the right side. And he drove hard down to the inside. And then reverse pivoted back to the outside. And basically had man coverage. It was a simple pitch and catch. The only problem was, the quarterback going to be able to get rid of the ball in time? And, of course, that time he did. And we have a touchdown.
Ryder Stock on to go 51 of 52 on extra points on the season. Between he and Agresti, in about 100 attempts, they've each missed one.
Fire them both.
You're out. You're fired.
Strict. Very strict. There's a snap, a little low. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 14-7 the tally with 4:56 left to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Guys, Clayton Northmont fumbles the football. Darby recovers. They march it down the field, and the Panthers have a 7-0 lead. Also, two long touchdowns from Whitehall. An 81-yard halfback pass and a 62-yard Ray Melbird touchdown run has Whitehall up over Dover 16-0.
Coach Lightfoot loves those razzle-dazzle plays, sometimes with Burris in the backfield. He's thrown about four passes this year. I'm not sure who threw that one. Ryan will let us know later on. But here it's Davis to Traynor, 30 yards on the touchdown pass, three plays, 37 yards, 1:15 off the clock, and just like that, Athens on the board. Stock to boot it, right to left, along the ground, and Evan sees it scooped by him. He'll scoop it up. Angelo has it at the 3, across the 5, the 10, the 15, looks for a gap, and he's hitting the wall around the 17-yard line. A very noisy group of faithful Bulldog fans that have made the sojourn up here along the route, 10, they're enjoying the fact that their team has scored, but now we'll see what the Hawks can do. You know this team is going to be pumped up a little bit, the Bulldogs. How do you counter that if you're Brad Birchfield?
Well, they countered it very well the first series when they went reverse after the big turnover, because you had to know the Bulldogs were going to send the whole house, and they did, and they got caught up in it.
First and 10 from the 16-yard line for the Hawks. Kirk Bride, the tight end, adjusts to the bottom. One back in the backfield. Two wide to the bottom. Evans to the bottom. Now Sawyer just to the right of
touchdown.
And looks downfield. He's got Philip Cole. Oh, 15. Philip Cole, 30. 20. They can't catch him. Philip Cole's going to take it 84 yards with a touchdown with 4:37 left to go. And now it is 20-7.
Sorry to call that touchdown before you called the play, but I could see it happen as soon as I saw the formation. And I saw the play action. I knew it was Philip Cole on the touchdown because he had single coverage out here on the bottom half of the field, and there was no chance they could cover him one-on-one.
His second touchdown in this game, he's got one rushing, one receiving. That gives him 6 as a receiver now. It also gives him 22 catches on the campaign. And now it's 20-7 with Agresti to attempt the extra point. And first one to 100 wins in this one. Snap, kick, it is up. And it's 21-7. And Larry, when you look at Athens down through the years, This is a team that likes to score, but they like to give up points as well, too. Take a look at it. And, you know, last year they were 8-2, then 7-3, 6-4 before that. 4 years ago, they went 14-1. They lost to Toledo Central Catholic 56-52 in the title game. Joe Burrows, in a losing effort, threw for 452 yards and 6 touchdowns, and they averaged 57.4 points per contest.
That Burrows kid will never amount to anything. Come on.
This weekend, LSU hosting Alabama.
In Death Valley.
Fleming, 84 yards to Cole. One play, 84 yards, and it took 12 seconds.
It's actually about time Alabama plays somebody with a pulse.
We'll see what happens.
I mean, they play...
You're a Buckeye fan. Who do you want to win that?
Alabama.
Cole now has Alabama accounted has to win for out. 135 yards. One carry, 31 yards. Two catches for 104. Why do you want that?
Because if Alabama loses, they're going to drop the three, and you're going to have two SEC teams in it no matter what happens. Because Georgia's going to lose to one of them, or Georgia's going to beat one of them, so the other two are going to make it. That's what happened last year in the Big Ten champion, whoever it would be, Michigan or Ohio State, assuming that, would be out again. A Big Ten champion would sit behind a team that didn't win their division. Think about that one for a minute. That's what happened last year.
Agresti has it teed up at the 40, smack dab in the middle of the field, with four touchdowns scored in the first 7.5 minutes of this contest.
Shootout at OK Corral.
Bounces it along the ground, scooped up by one of the up guys. The time scout, he's up across the 40. He pushed the pile from the 42 up to the 48-yard line. Justin Hines says, you know what? This is not one of the opportunities I normally get, so I'm going to take advantage of it. 6'4 and 215, and he ran like a fullback.
Now, it's funny. He reminded me of one of the kids I used to coach, and what happened was he wasn't giving a wholehearted effort against our number one defense. He was kind of slacking on the offensive line. He was a backup, so I put him at fullback, and I said, don't block for him. Don't block for him. We're going to run him over right tackle. Don't block for him. Well, he took the whole defense for about 7 yards and said, we now have a fullback. And he became our fullback.
Great coaching.
Absolutely.
That was the difference.
Yeah,
Davis,
no question.
Out of the gun now with four wideouts and Adams in the backfield. He gets the handoff. He gets it up to the midfield stripe. Gain of two on the play. The ball squirts loose at the end of the play. They're going to say he's down. It was finally corralled by the guy that made the hit for the Hawks. That's Kieron Anderson. Anderson made the hit. The ball squirted loose. They're going to give him forward progress to the 49. It's a generous spot. They're going to give him three. It should be second down. The stick said fourth down, but they'll fix it.
Kieron Anderson looks like somebody that looks like a refrigerator, somebody dressed up.
Terrence Davis wore the same
exactly.
number.
Exactly. He looks exactly the same as Terrence.
Same number, same kind of player.
Don't remind me.
Davis rolling, looking, pressure on, and he's sacked. Back at the 41-yard line, he had Brever. Kirkbride is there to help make the hit. There's a flag, though, resting at the Hawk 46-yard line.
We have a hold in the secondary. Hartley plays a lot of close man coverage, and sometimes when you zig and they zag, you get a little bit of laundry in your hands.
John Whitson is Mike tonight, so sometimes we might be able to pick him up. But again, it looks like a holding call against Bishop Hartley as he confers with Mark Whitman right now and Paul Sells as well. Here's the call.
Defense, number 44.
So mark the ball across midfield. It's not a first down, though. It's going to be at the 48 of the Hawks. It'll be second down from there. Second down, they'll need about six with 3:54. They correct the number of the penalty goes against in the secondary.
Well, Angelo Evans is going to get killed by his dad, who coaches for the Hawks. And he's like, I didn't do it. I swear I didn't do it. He was on the other side of the field.
Difference between a linebacker and a guy in the secondary.
Right.
Second down at six from the 48. Davis goes to the sidelines, gets the information. Now looks at the sidelines again, goes back to throw. Quarterback draw. He's going to keep it, put his head down. He's a big guy to bring down, but Anderson says, I'm up to the task. And he knocks him down at the 45-yard line. I tell you what, Anderson looked dwarfed when he tried to handle Davis that time.
Yeah, height-wise. But I'm telling you, Kieron Anderson is 5'10", 5'11", 220.
Clay Davis. Approaching 700 yards rushing on the campaign. Has the ball down to the 45 of the Hawks. It's going to be third down and three from there with 3:03 left to go in the first quarter. Three wide to the top, one to the bottom now, one back in the backfield. That's Adams to the left of Davis. Again from the gun, he's standing about 5 yards deep. Straight back, looks. Little tunnel to the far side, and again it's Frainer, who's got room down along the sidelines inside the 40, the 35, down near the 30-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds for another nice game with 2:50 left to go in the first. Nate Trainer, his second catch in this contest. The guy that when they describe Nate Trainer, they say he has great speed, 15 yards in that gain, 522 yards receiving coming into this. A returning starter. has that extra gear and can stretch the field. We saw it there, first and 10 from the 30 with 2:50 left to go. Triad to the bottom again. This time Davis to keep to the left side, takes it inside the 20, all the way down to the 17-yard line. He carried defenders for the last 3 or 4 yards and has another Bulldog first down.
Now what the Bulldogs are doing on offense here is they're running 4 wide receivers to get people out of the box, and then they're using the running back as a fullback to block for the quarterback, which gives him the extra ball carrier, the extra blocker.
Bishop Hartley will take a timeout. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my 3 sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Guys, Olentangy Orange trails Toledo Whitmer 7-0. Hilliard Davidson has gotten a Jordan Hicks touchdown run. They are tied with Huber Heights Wayne at 7. And Hilliard Bradley has a 6-0 lead over Pickerington Central after 1.
So let's see, the 3 Hilliard teams all in the playoffs, right?
Yes.
And 3 of the Olentangy schools in the postseason as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
First and 10 now. They're going to mark it officially just inside the 18 at the 17-yard line after the gain of 13 by Davis on the keeper.
Same formation.
Yep, triangle to the bottom, 1 wide to the top. Back to throw this time. Looking left, gunning it. Has his man touchdown on the out pattern. He'll take it in for the touchdown. Waltzing in easily for the score. That time is Logan Maxfield from 17 yards out. So Maxfield makes the catch, takes it in. His 5th touchdown receiving this year. And let's see, let's make it 21-13 with 2:33 left to go.
That was way too easy. Ryan Huser was in coverage there, and I think he was obviously confused because Coach Birchfield and him had a little heart-to-heart there after that touchdown pass.
Is this reminiscent of the contest with Hoover when it was 45-38 and Hartley had just about 498 yards of total offense in that game?
Well, the thing is, Athens has not shown the ability to stop Hartley.
Well, Ryder Stock sounds like a Wall Street name. Ready to make it 21-14. There's a snap. There's a kick. Plenty of leg. It is up, and it is a 1-touchdown margin now at 21-14. 2:33 left to go here in the first quarter. Let's go back to the studios of AMA 20. Ryan Baker standing by. And, Ryan, the scores are coming fast and furious. A lot of action tonight with area teams in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure, Randy, with divisions 1, 2, 3, and 6 all playing tonight. You guys aren't the only one that's seeing a lot of touchdowns tonight. We told you guys that Hilliard Darby had a 7-0 lead over Northmont. That is no more. Clayton Northmont has scored 2 quick touchdowns at the end of the first quarter. They lead Darby 14-7. Michael Watley has thrown his 2nd touchdown pass of the night in Reynoldsburg. Is 14-0 over Toledo Start. Dublin Kaufman, guys, just scored again as well, so they lead Westerville Central 14-0. A lot of action we've got to keep up on, guys.
Nobody does it better than Ryan. And coming up after the game, it's the AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan and Lee, scores, highlights, interviews with the coaches right up until 11 p.m. Davis, 17 yards to Maxfield, 6 plays, 52 yards, 2:04 off the clock. They flipped where Evans and Cole are back deep. It splits between both of them and slides into the end zone. So Evans went to the top that time, Cole to the bottom, but it didn't matter. The kick split the two of them and slid from the 8-yard line into the end zone. And it'll be a touchback. We'll bring it out to the 20-yard line. Glad to have you aboard on AMA 20 and stgabrielradio.com. Remember, if somebody says, I don't get AMA 20 on my AM radio, relax. Tell them to go to stgabrielradio.com. Click Listen Live, and you can listen anywhere from...
Who doesn't get 820
Omaha to Obetz.
Wow. How about Orange County?
Yeah, so you can do that, too. Oh. Or Olentangy Orange.
Okinawa?
Again, if we get 10,000 listeners online, Larry and I get a bonus.
They're going to fire both of us.
We don't know what the bonus is, but we do. Evans to the top, Cole to the bottom. Backs offset. And the handoff. Right up the gut they go, and they get it to maybe the 22-yard line, and that's about it.
The mismatch in this game, as I see it, are the weapons that Hartley has on offense. The speed that they have with Philip Cole, and Jalen January. And we always forget about our quarterback here, but the Hartley quarterback, Miles Fleming, can flat out go get it. I mean, he can flat out go get it. He's probably one of the fastest guys on the field.
January picks up two to the 22, second and eight from there. 2:05 left to go here in the first quarter. Cole in motion. Gets the handoff, turns the corner, going around the left-hand side, and undercut, and he got across the 24 up to the 25-yard line. Quick penetration that time as shooting through to make the hit going low that time. It was big number 64, and Logan Maxfield also there, but also helping to make the hit on the play was Evan Steenrod. So they got him across the 25-yard line. So Cole did get some positive yardage, but it's going to be third down and four from there. If you're the Hawks, are you shocked at all right now?
No.
See Athens answering like they have?
No. You can make some adjustments.
Fleming rolling, open. Looking on the out for Evans. Overthrew him at the 37-yard line, and Cole was open long as well, too. Two receivers open, went underneath to Evans on the out route and overthrew him at the 37.
He threw that one to the yard gnome. That's that green thing that sticks out there. You can't see him. He's always open.
Now, I mentioned that about Athens coming back, but, you know, Hartley has been in close games, and for the most part, they found ways to win.
Close games against great teams. I mean, there's no substitute for that. If you can be in close games against great teams and have a chance to win them, that's tremendous.
Phillip Cole is the up man. You need about 4 yards on fourth down. You don't think about it here, do you?
Nope. No.
Mahan rolls rugby style and gets off the punt. It is high. It is hanging. It's a beauty. And it is caught and corralled at the 42-yard line by Joey Moore, the sophomore. So give it back to the Bulldogs with 1:12 left to go. And Hartley on top, 21-14 after that 32-yard punt. So first and 10 now for Athens. Coming in at 9-1, but in Division 3, Region 11, they were 8th in points, and Hartley was the top dog.
Go ahead. The game is starting to slow down now for Clay Davis. I mean, that first series, he looked a little bit jittery, but now he seems to be under control a little bit more.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Hartley could play Eastmore, say, in a second-round game? Davis gets the snap from the gun, looks, rolls, goes to his left and to his right, keeps it, gets up to the 45-yard line. Gets something out of nothing, and we'll pick up three. It'll be second down and seven now with 1 minute left to go in the first quarter.
Stop by quarterback number four, Mason Sutter. Also number 24, George.
The routes that are most successful right now for Athens are the routes that are in and out or out and in. You know what I mean? Anything that changes right. Direction because Hartley plays predominantly man-to-man, bump coverage.
One man wide to the bottom now. That's Maxfield. Three wide to the top on the second down at 7 from the 45. Davis to keep. There are whistles before the start of the play. I think we have a false start on the offense. Or was it encroachment on the defense? We'll see. Hartley leave early, or they line up. So the Hawks guilty of the 5-yard penalty, move it up to midfield. It'll be second down and two from there with 34 seconds left to go in the first.
Well, that helps Athens, that's for sure.
A couple of penalties on the Hawks here in the first quarter. They had that defensive holding call as well, too. So first and make that second down and two from midfield. They double stack now the wideouts, two to either side with Adams in the backfield to the right of Davis on the second down and two. Right in the middle of the field. High snap. Davis will keep. Sauter to his right. Get the first down inside the 45 to maybe the 44, the 43. Now, as well as he's run at times, that time he looked like a fullback running when he took it around the right side. Looked like a guy that came off a moving truck and was just trying to carry something and run at the same time. It was not stylistic, but he got the first down. Picks up 6 on the play.
Well, he's a big guy, but he kind of lumbers. I mean, it's not like it's a fluid kind of running. But he's going faster than you think because he's 6'2". He's got that long stride.
And as we start the second quarter, it'll be first and 10. Athens at the Hawk 44-yard line. 21-14. Hartley leads after one on the CCL Game of the Week. Presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get $7,000 off MSRP on a new Jeep Cherokee during Jeep Adventure Days, or up to $10,000 off the all-new Ram 1500 during Ram Power Days. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33 in Lancaster. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Now
Now's the perfect time to complete your college degree at Ohio Dominican University. ODU offers a wide range of bachelor's degrees, 100% online, which means you can earn your degree around your schedule. Pursue your bachelor's degree online in high-demand programs that include business, risk management, and more. And because Ohio Dominican has one of the lowest cost programs in the region, ODU's online degrees not only fit your schedule, they also fit your budget. Explore all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/online.
As we start the second quarter, Athens has a first and 10 from the Hawk 44-yard line. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, Scott Rex, glad to have you aboard. One man in motion, bottom at the top. Davis on the keep, wants to roll, wants to go to his left, and brought down at the 42-yard line. Kirkwright trying to strip the ball at the end of the play, but to no avail. So they'll pick up two on the play. It'll be second down and 8. Stats after one quarter. Hartley, 179 yards total offense, 75 rushing, 104 passing, and for Athens, 86 yards, 24 on the ground, 62 passing. Each team with 5 first downs, 2 penalties for 15 yards against Hartley. 1 turnover committed by the Bulldogs in the first 12 minutes. Second and 8 now from the 42-yard line of Hartley. And on the keeper, it's Davis again. He takes the ball and spins and backs his way to the 39-yard line. So we see a lot of Clay Davis running early in this contest.
Well, that's another 2-yard gain, but that route they're going to need 5 downs to get it. So I don't think it's going to, that's not a real good strategy to have him run the ball per se.
Well, now it's 3rd down and 6 from the 40-yard line. I wonder if they're in 4 down territory here.
Well, the thing about Hartley is they can score from anywhere. So even if you punt the ball, they can score from there, so it doesn't really matter.
So it'll be 3rd down and 6 from the 40-yard line. Hawks now bringing more guys up the line of scrimmage, 2 wide either side. Now, Adams will leave the backfield, make it 3 to the top. Empty backfield now for Davis. Straight back to throw. Looks, guns, quick pass underneath. Pass is caught inside the 35, inside the 30, down to around the 27-yard line. Catch is made by Peyton Gale, and that's enough for a Bulldog first down.
That was that in-and-out route again. What he did was he took 3 hard steps to the inside. We used to call that a rat route. It's a rat tail out is why we call it a rat route. And down inside, and back pedal out, and you're wide open.
Gain of a dozen on the play. Peyton Gale described by Coach Adams as small and greasy because he gets away so rapidly.
Well, he's slippery. He gets in and out of his break quickly, and he's tough to bring down because he's just always on the move.
First and 10 from the 28 again with 4 wide, 2 to either side, and Adams in the backfield. Davis peers to the sidelines, back to throw, takes one step, now rolls left, pressure on, doesn't know what to do, and he will eat the football back across the 30-yard line. Great pressure by the Hawks that time, as Walter Carricker and company were there to hit him.
Well, you asked me in the break what I thought would happen. I thought the Hartley defense will begin to push this offense. If they don't, he's going to sit back there and pass the ball all day because Clay Davis can flat fire the football.
Loss of 6 on the play, Larry.
He's got to get rid of that football. He cannot take that loss because they cannot go 2nd and 16.
And that's what they have to do right now with 9:59 left to go and ticking first quarter. Regional quarterfinal action here between Bishop Hartley and Athens, and the Hawks on top 21-14. 3 wide to the bottom, now 1 to the top, and Adams remains in the backfield to the right of Davis from the gun, 4 yards back this time, straight back to throw, looks, guns downfield, pass is incomplete, looking on the play for Gale inside the 15-yard line. Hawks with coverage on the play, although I'm not sure the Hawks saw the ball coming.
Gale did a great job there. He acted like a catcher in baseball, deking a runner sliding home because he literally stopped on his route and then at the last second reached out to catch it. And he probably should have had the darn thing. He had the defense completely fooled.
It's almost like whistling when you're going out.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden,
hey,
boom,
your shoe's untied. Your shoe's untied.
Word.
You down. Yeah.
All right, 3rd and 16. I'll ask you again, is this 4 down territory?
Yes. Well, yeah, I think it is. They're at the 34. You know, what are you going to gain by punting, except maybe if you can punt it out of bounds inside the 10?
Moore and Gale to the bottom of the set. Maxfield goes to the top, along with Trainer. Davis rolling, gunning, pass, incomplete. Good timing that time by Raylan Mitchell to time it perfectly and strip the ball out of the hands of Joey Moore, who had the ball, but Mitchell made the hit just in time.
Now, the one thing you don't want to do if you're Athens here is take a sack. I mean, you can give him the ball at the 34-yard line, but if you take a sack and give it to him at 40, it's a whole, those 6 or 7 yards, it's a big difference.
Remember, the running back is also the punter. Blake Davis, again, looks to the sideline. He's going to throw on fourth down and long. Looking long downfield, throwing it up, and the pass incomplete. Trainer, the intended receiver on the play. Dunar with the coverage, and the Hawks will get it back with 9:29 left to go, up by seven.
That ball was thrown out of bounds. Now, if he throws that inbounds, it's a 50-50 ball. Even if they intercept it, it's like a punt. So you got to make sure that ball's thrown inbounds if you're Clay Davis.
So Bishop Hartley will get it back, up 21-14, 9:29 left to go here in the first half as they make the stand. And this is going to be one of those games, Larry. It looks like we'll have about 800 yards total offense.
Well, whoever has the ball last may win it, but right now I think Hartley's in control of this thing. But, you know, they're only 7 points up.
First and 10 from the 34, backs again offset with Sawyer the up man. Evans readjusts to the bottom formation. On the sprint handoff, it goes to Jalen January. Looks for that gap and got it up to the 33-yard line. I'm not sure he even made it back to the line of scrimmage before he's knocked down to the play as they flow nicely to the Bulldogs defensively. And off for the pursuit. They're going to mark him down back at the 32, so he's going to lose two on the play. It'll be second down and 12.
I'm going to go on record and say Jalen January is about 65%. He does not have that gear that we've seen him play where he just turns that edge and it's good night, Irene.
Now Philip Cole goes wide to the bottom of the set now. To the top goes Angela Evans. Fleming in the backfield. Evans in motion top to bottom. Fleming on the delay. Keeps the ball, gets across the 35, and undercut and brought down at the 36-yard line. So a nice gain on the play, but the hit is made by number 53, Josh Poaches. So Poaches makes the hit, and now for the Hawks. Got a third down situation, the ball resting at the 37. They need to get it up to the 44, so they need 7 yards for a first down.
I think Miles Fleming is Hartley's best secret weapon. He's a guy that can just take any play to the house because he has tremendous speed, he's elusive, and oh, by the way, he can throw the football too.
And he's approaching 700 yards rushing on the campaign. 8:17 left to go. Fleming rolling, looking, wants to throw, tucks. Cuts it back, gets across the 40, spins at the 43, up to the 47-yard line and falls forward for the 48. What a spin move by Miles Fleming to get the extra yards he needed for the first down, and the junior signal caller has moved the sticks for the Hawks.
That was right on cue. I mean, because that play should have been stopped for about a 2-yard gain, and he ended up getting 10 or 11.
10 to be exact. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Yeah, the Hawks, you'd love a long, slow ball control drive right here, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Any team in Ohio can do that. It's Hartley. They can 3 yard you to death. Now, they can 50 yard you to death, too, but they can 3 yard you to death, and they love it.
I saw them do a 14-minute drive once. Mason Sawyer in motion to the bottom of the set now. One back in the backfield to the left of Fleming, and we've got Hankies before the start of the play. And we'll sort this one out from John.
Full start. Offense, number 34,
5 yards. Evans and company will move back 5. It'll be first and 15 from there.
Well, the funny thing about that is they don't need to pull out early. They don't need to go quickly. They've got enough foot speed back there with Miles carrying the football that he doesn't need any extra help to get out there.
You almost wonder if it's Philip Cole time again. It's been a few plays.
Not out of this formation.
It's a very tight phone booth set that they like to run. The wing to the bottom, one back in the backfield now. It's student body left as Fleming is going to keep. Turn the corner across the 40. Gets the block at the 45. Spins and is brought down by his ankle at the 47-yard line. So nice gain on the play, but the hit is eventually made for the Bulldogs by number 64, Evan Steenrod, who makes the hit at the 47.
What Hartley does is they compress you so much with their formations. That entire formation probably from edge to edge wasn't much more than 5 or 6 yards wide. And then they squeeze you in, and then they run wide. And it there are no holes. There's no way for your linebackers to get upfield and make the play.
Steenrod, returning starter, 24 solos, 5 assists, 1 sack, 8 tackles for a loss. They call him a beast on the line. They pick up the penalty. It's second down and 10 from the 47-yard line. On the delay, here's the handoff. January across midfield. Picks his holes and gets down inside the 45 to the 44, about a yard shy of the 6. So it'll be third down and 1 for the Hawks with 6:38 left. Wayne Heller coming up from the secondary to make the hit.
You're seeing a yeoman effort here from Jalen January because he knows, and the coaching staff knows, that he's not 100%, but he's giving him everything he's got right now.
Well, Parker was also injured last week, so he's got to do what he can. And on a third and 1, let's see if he gets the call or if it's Sawyer. No, it's January again. Has the first down. Carries defenders inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. First and 10 Hawks with 6:10 left to go in the first.
So they erase the penalty. Uh-oh, we got a flag now.
After the play. The flag came after the play. This is going to be a dead ball penalty, I would assume, because that flag came about 4 seconds after they unstacked the pile, so something was said or done.
That's being explained right now.
Maybe a sideline.
Our line judge, Bob Bricking, is explaining it. Sideline warning against the Bulldogs. First one doesn't matter.
Well, it does because it leads to the second one, which you can't get to two without one.
And you didn't teach math.
I cipher pretty good, though.
Yeah, you do.
You dug it.
You got to throw an L.A. May.
You got to throw Bo Dean.
Glad to have you aboard. First and 10 Hawks now from the 39-yard line.
Okay, look at that boy cipher.
Evans on a wing to the bottom. Sawyer, the up back, January the deep man. Fleming under center on this first down play. Little boot to the right, pressure's on, tries to roll away from it, looks downfield, directs traffic with his left hand, and throws it long, and Cole comes back to the football and makes the catch. Phillip Cole circles back to the football, makes the catch at the 13-yard line. Nate Traynor had to circle back with him, but Fleming directing traffic with his left hand.
That play will go down as passing yards, but that play was made by the feet of Miles Fleming, because there were two players that came unblocked off the edge, and he deked both of them to get outside the pocket, preserve the play, and hit a strike.
27 yards on the gain, first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Approaching 5.5 left to go in the first half. Hartley leads Athens 21-14.
Jet
Evans
sweep
in motion on the handoff. They go to the left side, and there's nothing there, as the Bulldogs do a great job of shutting it down. Mason Sawyer got the handoff and got back the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard after that.
Those five technique tackles, those defensive ends, defensive tackles, whatever you want to call them, that line up over the offensive tackles, are doing a great job of getting their head to the inside, and they're boogering up those A and B gaps, so there's no running. There's no running area.
Those guys doing the boogering would be Josh Poaches and Evan Steenrod. Is that a football term?
Absolutely.
Okay. Gain of one to the 11-yard line, second and nine from there. They'll take it around the left side. Fleming looking, can't find much of a gap. Now, on a second effort, got it inside the five, waited for the blocks to establish, and actually the play and the defenders flowed by him, and he went back a little bit, found the gap, and got a nice gain.
He just has tremendous athletic timing. You know, the ability to speed up, slow down, the ability to get small in the hole. That's a great run. I mean, it went for 5 yards. That's a great run.
Gets it down near the 5-yard line. We'll put it at the 6 right now. It'll be 3rd and 4 from the 6. Do you go to the wide side this time?
No, they're going to hammer this right off tackle. I got a feeling they're going right off right tackle.
That's what they did with January earlier, and he got a touchdown. 3rd and 4 from the 6. He's the deep man right now. Backs offset. Kirk Bryant in motion, readjusting to the top of the formation. Toss sweep to the far side. January looks for an opening, can't find it. Brought down on the play. Tried to turn the corner. There was nothing there waiting for him. It was Gage Penrod. So do you opt for the three here, or
yep,
do you go for it?
You
got to
get the points. It makes it a two-score deal.
And Agresti and company will come onto the field. And for Mateo on the campaign, 6 for 6 on field goals. And he's made, what, 3 extra points tonight. So he's 49 of 50 on extra points.
Did you jinx him when you said 6 for 6? I hope not.
Is this Sports Illustrated? I don't think it
could
is.
Be.
Be about a 25-yard attempt from the far hash. Snap, kick, it is up, plenty of leg, and it is good. Add 3 to the board. It is now 24-14 Hawks, 3:21 left to go. Let's go back to the studios of AMA 20, where Ryan is standing by with more scores and information on other playoff games tonight.
Yeah, guys, and it looks like obviously, we're still in the first half here, but a couple upsets possibly in the making. The big one right now in Division II, Region 8, Olin Tangi has a 27-7 lead over Winton Woods in this one. The Braves scoring the first 21 in this game. And then we go back up to Division I, Region 3. I don't know if you can call this an upset because they're the home team and the higher-seeded team, but Griffin Vale has a touchdown pass and a touchdown run, and Hilliard Bradley leading the defending Division I state champs, Pickerington Central, 13-0 early in this one, guys.
Wow, some interesting scores, and don't forget Ryan and Lee will have scores at halftime, and also the AMA 20 scoreboard show after the game until 11 o'clock, brought to you by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Agresti, 25-yard field goal, 11 plays, 59 yards, it took half a quarter, 6:08 drained off the clock.
What's an important 3:21 on the clock now for for Athens, because if they can score, they get the kickoff to start the second half. So this is that chance to put 14 straight points on the board.
And Agresti going to try to nail that puppy, and it hits at the two and trickles from the back of the end zone for a touchback. That time, no fooling around. They just opt to kick it deep. And so now the Bulldogs will start from their own 20 with 3:21 left.
Such a weapon to have a great kicker like that. I mean, that field goal, it's 25 yards. I mean, most high school kids can make it. You just know he's going to.
Peyton Collins is sitting here on a folding chair redoing his shoes. He looks like he's been banished to the sidelines. He's working on both of his shoes, and one of the Hawks also being worked on the training table as well, too. So first and 10 for Davison Company from the 20-yard line.
Is that Jackson, Nate Jackson down there, I think, maybe?
See a number here blocked by the trainer. From the 20 far hash go the Bulldogs, left to right. 3:21 left to go. Trainer in motion to the bottom and said he's going to get the handoff. Now Razzle Dazzle hand it back again. And the long downfield is Trainer. The pass coming from Joey Moore back to Trainer and gets across midfield before he's brought down inside the 45-yard line. So a little Razzle Dazzle. As he looks downfield, and they hook up for a big gainer inside the 45-yard line, a gain of 35 on the play.
Well, Trainer went on the jet sweep from left to right, got the handoff from the quarterback, handed the ball back, and then kept running on the wheel route, and of course Hartley went with the reverse and left him wide open.
Joey Moore now 8 of 12 passing for a grand total of 109 yards on the campaign. He is the backup QB as well, too. Three wide at the top, one at the bottom. Adams, the back of the backfield, the quick pop. It's complete to the far side, inside the 40, down to the 39, maybe the 38. The sophomore Peyton Gale making the catch. And just like you said, Athens thinking, all right, if we score late, get the ball back, we can tilt the table in our favor.
Clay Davis just throws darts. He is a big, strong quarterback. His feet are quiet. You know, his whole body is quiet. And he just slings that baby out there.
He looks like a pitcher from the stretch.
Yep, yep,
is what he looks
does.
Like. Gain of seven.
Almost effortless.
Second and three. Gale readjusts, and the keeper this time by Davis goes right up the middle and carries most of North America with him all the way down to the 30-yard line. He'll have enough for the first down. That time he had two defenders, one on either ankle, and said, you guys are so small, you can't stop me. And with that big frame of 6'2 and at least 215 pounds, he moves them and the sticks down to the 30-yard line.
I'm going to guess he's a biscuit shy of 225, 230. I mean, he is a big, thick dude.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line. Two wide to either side, and this time the handoff goes to Adams diagonally around the left-hand side, and Evan gets it down near the 25. Ball squirts out, but they're going to say it was dead on the play at around the 26 or 27. Under 2 minutes left to go and ticking now. Athens still has their full allotment, or do they only have two timeouts remaining? I thought they had their full, yeah, they have three timeouts left. Hartley has two remaining.
Right. This is going to sound really strange, but we've seen this before. You do not want to score with time left on the clock. This Hartley team can go 80 yards in a nanosecond.
They did that in the Reedy first half.
Yep.
In the last 15 seconds. Second down and five from the 25-yard line. Gale to readjust. Comes inside as a slant guy. The out pattern goes, and the pass is complete instead to the guy that's working his way to the outside as Mitchell's on the hit, but the catch is made on the play by Joey Moore, and Moore's going to move the chains again now for the Bulldogs with 1:24 left.
That pass came from just inside the left hash to outside the right hash by the numbers, and it was on a laser. I mean, it was absolutely a laser beam.
Fire the laser. First and 10 from the 16. Gain of 9 on the play. Two wide to either side. Davis looking. Throwing another rocket out to the far side. And it's intercepted in and out of the hands of the intended receiver for Athens. And that was Maxfield. And down the sidelines go the Hawks. Cutting it back inside. Looking for a gap and getting all the way down inside the 40-yard line. What a move by Ryan Huser. Huser was able to catch it as it came out of the breadbasket of Logan Maxfield right into Huser's hands, and a gift for the Hawks.
Well, that's when you know you're living right, because Huser was beaten on the play. He was behind the receiver. He had no chance of making a play on the ball, and the ball went right through the receiver's hands and popped right into Huser's hands.
Huser, 55 yards on that interception return. His second interception, his other interception, was for 57 yards and a touchdown against Wheelersburg. So you put him in the big games, and he makes the big play with 1:02 left to go, and here the tables have tipped again.
Yep.
24-14.
Now
a penalty on the Bulldogs at the end of the play, so tack that on to the end.
There's your second penalty for your sideline warning. Let's see if that was only the first, it wouldn't have mattered.
How many times have we seen the second?
Once.
Thank you.
And by the way, you're down 10, and you can go down 17 in a heartbeat here.
That's right. So first and 10 from the 33 for the Hawks, going right to left, far hash. Fleming from the gun. Readjust Evans to the bottom. A triad to that side now. January, the lone back in the backfield. And now a timeout going to be taken by Athens. They'll burn a timeout. 1:02 left to go. 24-14 Hawks, soon with a chance to score again. Let's get some score. Speaking of that, back to the studio we go, where Ryan and Lee are standing by. Gentlemen, what's new?
We got a couple new ones here for you. They went to the half. Bradley does lead Pickerington Central 13-0 still at the half. In Division II, Region 7, Massillon Washington has a 17-7 lead over Walnut Ridge. Also in that region, Whitehall leads Dover 23-10. We talked about the Olin Tangi score. Mayan Williams has scored again for Winton Woods, so the Braves lead that one 27-14. Also, guys, we haven't talked about this one yet. Down in Division 6, Region 23, Grandview is down in Bainbridge tonight, taking on the number one seed Paint Valley. And Paint Valley has a 20-7 lead in this one. Grandview actually scored early to take a 7-6 lead, but it's been all Paint Valley since.
Ryan and Lee will have all the scores at halftime and again on the AMA 20 scoreboard show right after the game, right up until 11 o'clock. 24-14, Hawks have the ball. Athens burned a timeout. That's their first, each with two remaining now. And first and 10 Hawks from the 33. The chant of Let's Go Hawks from the fans here along the near side at Jack Ryan Field.
Phillip Cole's got double coverage here. They got an over and an under on him.
Fleming on a long count. Back judge. Did he have the hand in the air? I thought I saw his hand go up. We'll see what happened here. We're going to have a procedural call. So false start called on the offense. So march it back five as we approach the top of the hour. You're listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Savaldi, Scott Rex. On location here at Bishop Hartley High School. First and 15 now from back of the 38 with 1:04 left to go. Fleming on the delay to the right side. He goes inside the 35 and Miles to the 30. 20. Miles Fleming to the 10. 5. Bye-bye. Touchdown. Takes it in. After he got by the initial surge at around the 30-yard line, he takes it 38 yards. You said they can score rapidly.
It's kind of like Nostradamus here. We've seen this, and we've seen it so many times from this Hartley team, and it's one of their unsung guys. I mean, I don't know how you can say he's unsung, but it just seems like he doesn't get a whole lot of press. He's just really, really good at what he does. He choreographs his entire offense, and then, oh, by the way, he breaks you down with his feet.
His fifth touchdown on the ground this season. He's rushed for over 700 yards. Matteo Agresti now to add the extra point. Snap, the kick, it is up, and add to the cushion now for the Hawks. It's at 17 at 31-14, 54.2 left to go in the first half. Reminder coming up at halftime, and we'll talk to the fearless principal, Bishop Hartley, Mike Winters, who was outside in the cold.
I might need to give him a Heimlich here. He's choking on the pizza here.
He didn't like the fearless part. I think he couldn't believe that part. And if he's good, maybe I'll find some hot hands for him,
I think
too.
He needs a haircut.
I got the handshake from him, and holy cow, this guy's freezing. Scoring drive, Fleming, 38 yards. Technically, it's a one-play 33-yard drive, though, because of the penalty, 10 seconds off the clock. And all was set up by the long interception return by Ryan Huser. And just like that, after a 55-yard return and the long run, Bishop Hartley has turned what was a close game into a 17-point cushion.
Well, you're looking at a switch here of 14 points because it could have been a 3-point halftime lead for Hartley. It could have been a 7-point halftime, and now it's a 17. And that's a huge difference. And with 54 seconds, obviously, Athens could get back in this thing this half and could score again and make it a 10-point game. But it just blows this one a little bit open.
And again, Athens is a team that's got that quick scoring strike as well, too. So we'll see what happens. Bishop Hartley trying to readjust. They need to have another guy. You've got to have at least four on the side of either side of the kicker. Brad Birchfield is screaming special teams because they only had three on one side. That would have been a penalty. So there's a kick by Agresti. It is high. It is deep. But we'll have a return this time from inside the 10-yard line. Far side of the field. Joey Moore coming up across the 20 and hit a brick wall right at the 25. Again, one of the new rules, remember, Larry, when they readjusted things to cut down on those kamikaze plays on onside kicks, you had to have at least four on one side of the kicker, and the Hawks only had three initially there. So now they're going to mark it at the 26-yard line, first and 10. If you're the Bulldogs, you have 46.7 seconds, and you have two timeouts.
Well, the problem with that is if they throw the ball three times and don't get a first down, Hartley's going to get the ball on the short side of the 50 with time left. You definitely don't want that to happen if you're at this.
So two wide to either side, one man in motion, that's Trainer top to bottom, and a high snap for Davis. Clay looking, wants to go long downfield. He's got a man, but he overthrows him, and also never looking back on the play with Stunor, but there's a flag down as well, too, at the 34-yard line.
Somebody grab somebody, I think.
A hold in the secondary, perhaps. We'll see. Maybe it's pass interference on the offense. Pass interference against the Bulldogs is
a little
call.
Pick.
Do you take it here, or do you decline it?
Oh, no, you go ahead and take it, because you're not worried about the downs. You're worried about the time and the distance. Go ahead and take this. It really doesn't matter. It's first down again. If they pass the ball, it's going to be a first down if they complete it. So
the flag resting at the 34, the yard line where the flag is, but the option being explained right now to Brad Birchfield along the sidelines at the 35. And substitution now for the Hawks is checking back into the contest. Big number 57, Walter Kerker. And you're going to go ahead and assess the penalty.
And you said big Walter Kerker. There's a 5'10", 290-pound.
There's another flag along the far side of the 38. You can barely see it just being picked up right now by the line judge, and now we're going to see what this penalty is about. So there's a flag on the near side and a flag on the far side, so we'll see what this is all about. John and Lightness.
No, 2 fouls on the play. Offensive and pass interference. 11. After this is controlled. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike. Assistant coach, Athens. After this is controlled.
Well, that's one of the few times where you can be assessed two penalties, because you had the first penalty as a live ball situation with the pass interference. Then you had the unsportsmanlike call against one of the Athens assistant coaches, a dead ball penalty. So you assess that then further half the distance.
Well, that
goal
solves the problem. They're just going to run the football here, make Hartley use their timeouts and kill the clock.
So Adams is going to hand it off. He's got a nice gain. Evan out to the 15, out near the 18-yard line with 35 seconds left to go.
Kind of confused how they knew it was an assistant coach. Voice recognition or what? Is this an FBI agent working over there?
I'm the head coach. It wasn't me.
I said nothing. I don't know those words. I don't know those words.
Let's see if they go ahead and just run one more play here.
Everybody suddenly has an accent. Wouldn't have been me.
This is where you take a shot deep, I think. And Davis contemplated that. The pressure's on. You know, I think he was going to. He's going to go deep. And one guy down here at midfield, I think that's exactly what they were going to do to Joey Moore. But he had coverage on the play. Braylon Mitchell. And that will end the first half. So yeah, the Hartley Hawks play strong in the winning moments. Let's wait to see if there's anything else going on.
There's a timeout called with about 3 seconds left. I don't know why.
21 kind of football game. Our referee, John Whitson, coming our way, is going to turn on the microphone.
Second charge with the clock operator. Please reset the clock for 3 seconds.
There you go. 3 seconds back on the clock as the Hawks take a timeout.
Well, it really doesn't matter because it's still only third down, so you can just take a knee and 3 seconds will run off and Hartley won't be able to use their last timeout and force the punt.
So my question would be, why would you take the timeout if it's third down and not fourth?
Correct.
If it was fourth down, I'd understand.
Yes.
Third down, I'm not quite sure I understand why you take
the
timeout.
Well, even fourth down, you could run around for 3 seconds and fall down. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to call the timeout, you could call it before the last play and then use your next one after, you know.
Well, if I'm Athens, I'd take another shot downfield here. We'll see what happens. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll talk with Mike Winters, the principal here at Bishop Hartley, and also Ryan and Lee will have all the scores of all the other playoff games. Regional quarterfinal action taking place tonight. And then after the game, stick around for the AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing.
Some of us are old enough to remember when Mike Winters was a JV basketball coach at Watterson.
I remember when he was the head coach. A record that made yours look infantile. Davis
that goes without
rolling,
saying.
Looking, trying to buy some time, wants to throw long downfield, and he does, and just throws it away. Intended on the play, was I guess the closest guy to it was Braden Mankins, and that will end the first half. So Hartley with an early start. They wanted that rapid start and then a rapid finish as well, too. So they bookend the first half.
Yeah, they got a finish they didn't count on because Athens was poised to score and actually should have completed the pass down around the 10-yard line. It went through their hands, and the next thing you know, Hartley scores, and that's what they do. They're very opportunistic.
And Huser with a big return, and then Fleming with the touchdown run after that. And at the break, 31-14, the tally in this one. Speaking of breaks, we will take one when we come back on the Bishop Hartley Spotlight. I will talk to the principal, Mike Winters. That and more in regional quarterfinal action here at the break. 31-14, Bishop Hartley over Athens. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is...